you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Wish me luck today, you guys, because I'm joined by my sister, Arielle. Some of you may know her. Others are lucky and don't.
That's me.
But it was really important for you to come on today. Wait, I need to like face you so we can discuss important things such as the premiere of The Bachelorette.
Wait, so you got like a microphone stand and now you're holding the 20-pound microphone?
Yeah, I'm tossing it like when performers are on stage and they like toss the mic stand. That's what I'm doing right now. Arielle's drunk.
A little bit.
I haven't been drunk in so long.
I had 3 glasses of wine and I'm really donezo.
That's kind of lame.
And you know, like, should we tell the story about how you didn't give a shit about like me being kidnapped in a cab tonight?
Okay, so my mom is over. Oh, my mom's here. So my mom's here. Mom, everyone would love for you to be on the pod. Okay, she said. So Arielle has always been kind of like the family...
drunk?
I was going to say idiot.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's smart, but she can make really bad decisions. Like the situation I'm about to tell you just happened and she's 27 years old. So we're on the phone with her. She's kind of drunk. She's like, I'm looking for my cab. Oh my God, we're in that. And then she gets in the cab. And she's like, oh, this isn't the number it says. Oh, this isn't the address that it says. Okay, bye, guys. Legit, my mom thought you were going to die. My mom, she almost died.
But hold on. So then Amanda's like, send me your location.
Yeah.
So I really get on it like a responsible person. I send her my location. I'm like, I got in the right cab. Don't worry, but here's my location. I check 10 minutes later. Amanda has not been online WhatsApp to check where I am.
Like we gave up. No, I calmed down once you were like, I called her. She hung up on my mom after we hear the cab driver being like 21, Matt, like saying the wrong address. Heard her saying it's not the license plate it says on her app. And she's like, okay, bye guys. And my mom almost died. So I called you back and I was like, Arielle, what the fuck? And then when you and I was like, send me your live location. But then when you said, you fucking put in the wrong address because you're a drunk. Then I calmed down. I was like, it's not his fault. It's your fault.
Wait. And then mom calls me again and she's like, Arielle, where are you? And I was like, I sent Amanda my live location. She's like, oh, you did? Amanda didn't even bother to like check again.
Well, because we had to change Noah's poopy diaper.
Yeah. Okay. So nobody cared about me. So then I went on and sent my location to somebody else.
Yeah.
A person who cares.
Yeah.
And they could track me.
Can I just tell you guys that I used to be very scared of cabs and getting in with cab drivers that I had this idea, don't copy me, of inventing like an all women driver. We came up with it when we were in Miami.
Yeah.
To come up with like a don't copy it. Oh my God, copyright, Amanda. Copyright. But it's such a good idea because women don't feel so safe with male drivers. So to come like to start like a women's cab driver company where it's only you can only get women and then you don't have to be scared to be kidnapped and raped.
Genius.
It's so genius.
Genius.
I don't know how it doesn't exist. When I get a woman on Uber, I'm like, yes. Like, I know. It's just so fun to like not have to worry.
Pray to get a woman.
I mean, it rarely happens.
It rarely happens and you just pray. But today I like felt good with my cab
driver. So I got over the fear that I had, but definitely always check the fucking license plate and that the address is right. And I always send his live location. But also, do you know that in the apps, there's like this security thing that if you feel unsafe, you can like click?
I didn't know that. Is there?
Okay, yeah. But I was in a Via, okay, on the FDR.
Wait, did you feel unsafe?
No, but I accidentally clicked the thing.
And what happened?
Nothing.
Oh!
Nothing. I was like, I'm like sitting in the Via. Imagine, right? I click this thing that's like, help me. I think it's like, help me. And I'm like, I start looking around and I'm like, where are the ambulances? Where are the sirens? Nothing. Like,
so what do you think happened?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. First and foremost is The Bachelorette.
My mom is actually just like baby talking to Noah right now.
Yeah, she
mom,
can't.
You have to be quiet.
She doesn't get the vibe.
Yeah, you just have to not say a word. Great.
So The Bachelorette last night.
I kind of have no words. Like, Claire is a savage.
She's kind of a vibe. You wouldn't know it because her face does not move.
It doesn't move. And like,
it looks really good for like a porcelain face.
Yeah.
Statue.
I remember Yuval asking, I guess my boyfriend asking, what you hate when I mention it.
No, mention it. Don't be just weird about it.
So I remember my boyfriend, I'm really weird about it. I just don't know how to say that. So my boyfriend asking, he's like, why do you guys always pay attention to that? And I'm like, that's the only thing I see. I just see her crying.
Yeah.
And I can't see her face moving and it bothers me. I'm bothered.
But it doesn't bother me that much because like we know 23-year-olds that do it. So I got a DM from one of my followers that was like, she's only 39 and she has all this work. I'm like, okay, of course it's only 39. 39 is young, but we have 23-year-olds. Have you seen Cassie Randolph lately? Have you seen Hannah Ann lately? No, you haven't seen Hannah Ann because she has a brand new fillered out face that you wouldn't recognize.
I know.
So of course it's not a big deal for 30. She's practically like has a stamp of approval to get fillers and Botox at 39.
I know, but it's just hard to watch a face that's crying that has not made a facial expression.
You need some expression, especially like actors and shit. Like they have to have expression.
They can't not, they are like summoned not to get Botox.
They're summoned.
Like they can't.
Yeah.
There's no way they can.
That's why I was surprised that Lala is an actor from
but
Vanderbilt
she's not
Rolls.
Really. She's like an been extra. In one movie.
No, but she... I think they put up, I remember when Randall put up her like being in a movie and all I saw were her like giant lips and all the shit. And I was like, how can Lala's face be?
It can't be the main attraction. Yeah. Like it's
even
just
though,
an
I
extra.
Even though, I mean, even Jen Aniston in the morning show, there was some stuff going on.
But her it can't wrinkles be, still came through.
Her, you mean her facial movements, not wrinkles.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Oh my
paste.
God, can I really tell you guys something funny?
What's funny? Amanda.
Oh my God.
You're reading Instagram.
Aww.
What's happening?
No, it's not. That's so cute.
What's happening?
So I told you, our family friend sent me a message. Oh my God, Noah is so beautiful. Congratulations, Amanda. You'll be such an incredible mom. And Noah's 10 weeks today.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny that he sent it like 10 weeks late.
Yeah.
So I wrote back to him and he's funny. So I was like, oh, thank you so much. He's almost off to college, which I thought was such a funny dad joke. And he said, yo, dying. So it was a success.
I can't.
But he said, I asked my mom for your number like 10 times because I have your old number. I've been texting for like 2 years.
Aww.
Oh, my God. He sent me a screenshot that he sent me a congratulations on my pregnancy in April.
Stop.
Oh my God, I just found out you're pregnant. That's amazing. And you look great. My IG account got deactivated, but my cousin just told me the news. So happy for you.
Who's his cousin that told him the news?
Brenier or Allie.
Oh.
His cousins. People follow me.
No, I didn't know. I forgot about the
cousins.
I'm
on the internet.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so back to The Bachelorette. This was very important.
Mm-hmm. Clearly for
intention. A, that Noah's 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And
B, that he's been texting your old number.
No, I don't care about that anymore.
Oh, C.
I'm saying that Noah's 10 weeks today.
Oh, I know. Happy birthday, Noah.
No, but it's really crazy because it's so confusing with the weeks and months. And I asked my followers.
Mom, now is not the time to play catch with Leo.
No, he's annoying though. She has
to
throw
him on
to
the couch.
Can you not interrupt the podcast?
Sorry.
Now I remember why you were fired. It's all coming back to me. It's really all coming back to me. Mommy, it's all coming back to me.
I am fired and rehired as you need. Literally, you text me earlier today and you're like, come on the pod. I'm like, of course. Is 9 p.m. okay? And you're like, sure. I ask you what time is okay.
Well, who else would you? Who else is the boss here?
You're the boss. I don't do just tell me and I arrive.
I've been asking you for days about doing
and
it
here
today.
I am.
You cried to me. You were like, wait, there's going to be the Bachelorette and we won't be able to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
So here your wish has come true.
So let's talk about Bachelorette.
Okay. So we've been waiting for this season. It's been much fucking talked about. It's weird to me that usually spoilers are such a thing where like, if you want to know spoilers, you have to read Reality Steve. I always stay away from it. You always read it. This time, the whole world got word of the spoilers, which were, and it's not a spoiler really, that Claire
leaves The Bachelor.
Leaves the show after like 2 weeks. She falls in love with probably Dale. That's who everyone thinks it is. And that Tayshia becomes a new Bachelorette. Now, the world knows this. It was even announced.
Yeah.
Like it was announced by The Bachelorette, by ABC. Like they put Tayshia's picture. That's a little weird to go into the season knowing kind of what goes down, because that never happens unless, again, you decide. Why are you having this like half smirk?
No, I'm agreeing with everything you're saying.
There's like a little weird smirk.
No, I'm nodding and agreeing.
So that never happens. Another thing that's weird, they're in a fucking hotel in Palm Springs in 100 degrees. Obviously, Corona's going on. They all had to get tested. And the first, it's so funny. I was so pissed last night because the first fucking 45 minutes of the show was them getting like Corona tested.
All they talked about was Corona.
Like, I don't care.
And I feel like at one point you were even like, is this a 3-hour episode? Because I'm not that committed. And I was like,
I got concerned.
It's 2 hours. But it was like the whole star was like, oh, I'm dealing with Corona. Everybody's dealing with Corona. We're going to get tested. Corona.
No, and then they were supposed to start and then they didn't start the show.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like it was nice, but it was just such a waste of time because all we got to was like meeting some guys. They didn't even show everybody.
I kind of like that though, because I was so scared to watch it live. I even lied because I always like kind of, if you follow me, you know that like I post as I go. So at the beginning of the day, I was like, I'm not watching it live. Like, no way. I'm watching it tomorrow where I can fast forward commercials. Cut to 8 p.m. like a motherfucker watching it with commercials. I decided to watch it live because it was 2 hours, not three. And I thought it was 3 hours. And I was like, first episode, let's kick this off right. Yeah. So the first 45 minutes were, it's so funny though, you guys, because Claire has been on like a million things that I don't even know, because it was, so they went through Claire's history of like, Claire was on Bachelor in Paradise in 1992. Claire wasn't, the only thing they don't mention is her last appearance on Bachelor Winter Games, which I fucking lamely watched, where she, I don't know, got engaged to Benoit, who was like a psycho obsessive. And like that they don't mention. Even sadder, Benoit posted yesterday morning before the premiere aired. He was like, you guys are going to see a familiar Canadian tonight. Can't wait for tonight's
episode.
They cut him out.
No, I'm
dying.
They
cut him out.
No.
They cut him out.
Wait, he was expecting to be
Yeah,
like,
he posted
shown.
A thing.
No, I'm
He filmed.
Dead.
Imagine he filmed, like he came in from Canada to film and they cut him out. And they not only cut him out of like the scene he came to film, they cut out him existing. They didn't mention Bachelor Winter Games. They didn't mention that Claire got engaged.
They interviewed Benoit and then they cut it out.
He put it up. Then after that, after The Bachelorette aired last night, he put up like a picture of him and Claire filming for The Bachelorette. Poor fucking Benoit. First of all, I watch Winter Games, me and three other people. He was a legit psychopath. He was obsessed with Claire. What is happening in the world? My mom just left my house with my baby.
No, I'm actually dying.
Where'd she go?
My mom was holding Noah and she just left the apartment. He's crying in the hallway.
Anyway, so Benoit is freaking crazy and he legit put up in the AM. First of all, it was weird that he was even supporting Claire because he was so obsessed with her, proposed to her. Pretty sure she broke off their engagement. Then he's like supportive of her on The Bachelorette. It's like, you're going to see a familiar Canadian. Then not only do they not see the familiar Canadian, they also don't mention him in the resume of Claire's life. And he was her last fiance.
And probably like her most serious one also.
Her most serious relationship. They leave Bachelor Winter Games out. They leave him entirely out. He probably comes to America mid-COVID-19. Probably quarantined for 2 weeks. I can't even imagine. And then he's fucking cut out.
He's cut out completely.
For life of the story of everything.
It's as if he never existed. Benoit never existed. But it's really sad if he put up a post about it and then he was cut out. It's really sad. I feel bad.
He's a little sad.
And it's embarrassing a little bit. Like maybe wait until the episode airs before you know if you're like on the episode.
I know. True. Like get with, like I'm, you know, half an actor and I know that like scenes get cut. Like, wait till your scene
wait
is on.
Wait until, like, you have your, like, debut before yeah. you, like, post
Aww,
about
poor
it.
Poor Benoit.
Poor Benoit.
Taking care of your skin is super important. Finding the right treatment is even more important. But you know what can be super frustrating? Ineffective over-the-counter options. If you need more personalized skincare, Rory can help get you prescription-level treatment, all from the comfort of your home. Rory is a digital health clinic just for women that can help treat all your skincare concerns from breakouts to redness. Getting started is simple. You complete a free online consultation at hellorory.com/notskinny and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed healthcare professional within 24 hours. If appropriate, and only if appropriate, they'll prescribe a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you. And shipping is free and will get to you in 2 days. Rory is there to help you every step of the way. You always have access to your healthcare professional for any questions or to make changes to your treatment. There are no commitments and you can cancel at any time. Just go to hellorory.com/notskinny to try out your personalized treatment for just $5. That's hellorory.com/notskinny for a free consultation and $5 for your first order. hellorory.com/notskinny to get your first order for $5.
Hey guys, I'm Kinsey from the I Love You So Much podcast. On my show, we talk about everything, lifestyle, business, finance, beauty, you name it. My favorite part about the show is the amazing guests that we bring on. We have everyone ranging from like business experts to influencers, CEOs, creative masterminds. It's so much fun. If you guys want to find me on Instagram, and it's just at Kinsey Elizabeth. I release new episodes every Thursday, so hope to see you there.
Anyway, so we were talking about Claire's face. It doesn't move. Her men, there are some legit ones.
Most of them are sucky.
Really?
There's like one legit
oh,
one.
Oh, we like Blake. Everyone
That's
likes
the only
Blake.
One
except,
we like.
Do you see what I put up today on my story? Is that it says that he's like an animal something.
Isn't he like a wildlife manager?
Right. That's what it, nice.
We're into that.
Yeah, babe. But did you not see what people DM'd me?
No, what'd they say?
That he like works at a, like a pesticide company or something.
Sure. He's normal then.
No, he is normal. What I'm saying is the Bachelor franchise always like makes up titles.
Oh, like it's a made up title.
Exaggerate.
He's like a like wildlife that, manager.
No,
that, he works
because
at like
he
a
works,
pesticide.
Right. So then wildlife manager. And if you were our substitute teacher, you're a kindergarten school owner.
Got it.
Caitlin Bristow was a dance teacher and she like taught dance twice.
Doesn't matter. Blake is going to be Blake after the Bachelor, and he's not going to be a pesticide manager anymore.
Wait, but do you know that there are two Blakes and they're both Blake M? What the fuck?
There's one Blake M that we like.
Right. So there's the important Blake M, and then there's like the Blake M no one cares about. He actually is supposedly broke the rules, which Claire confirmed on the show to his face. She probably had to because it seemed kind of like forced for her to say.
And she cried while saying it.
She cried. We should start a drinking game.
Like, every time Claire cries.
Every time Claire cries. Cried galore. She's just so excited to be there, which is sweet. Yeah. I also heard, remember I interviewed Ashley I?
Yeah.
So Ashley I was like, listen, I know Claire. Like, she's not like that. She's not looking for like, she's not looking for a FabFitFun sponsorship. Like, she is looking for love. Do you get what I'm saying?
And I
believe
feel
her.
Like you see that because she's 39. She's really not 23 anymore. She's not there to meet these guys and become an influencer. Like, I feel like she's already kind of had that. And right now she's just actually looking for somebody she might be able to connect with.
I mean, if that's her real house, which probably everyone listening is like, Amanda, you're a pathetic piece of shit. That's obviously not her real house.
But it's not.
I don't know. Do they show real houses? Remember how all the family houses are like rented?
But I feel like that's her real house.
You feel, well, we remember when Arielle feels like something. I don't know. Listen, the house looked really cute, but with Bachelor World, we never know. Like, don't you remember when we found out that all the hometown houses are not their real houses and everyone thought I was dumb because I thought it was their real houses?
But they kept showing the same house over and over again, like 5 different times. It's not our house.
Do you want to smack you across the head? Of course, if they used a fake house, what do you want them to use? 7 fake houses for one house?
I want it to be her real house.
Right, but I'm saying there's a big chance that it's not.
Sacramento, California, yeah. And then it showed her cute little house.
Right. It
big
could
house.
Be a fake house.
Maybe it's a fake house.
So I'm just wondering if it's, what I'm saying is she's not, you know, living in a one bedroom in WeHo trying to be a ring light influencer.
She's definitely not trying
Meanwhile,
to be an influencer.
Meanwhile, I just got my ring light today.
And it makes it, but wait, it makes it more believable that she's 39. She's looking for love. They didn't grab this like straight off of college 22-year-old who's looking to be an influencer.
Right.
Also, she looks good. She looks amazing.
She looks great.
And it's really refreshing to see in the Bachelor Nation. Like, somebody
I know,
who's
but
a
babe,
we're going to see
her for like, I even thought it might even be one episode, but it looks like, first of all, I think the scenes to come were even better than the episode itself because I got goosebumps of what's to come.
She's a savage. And even like when we saw there was like a little bit of a thing going on with, what was his name? I don't even remember the name.
Tyler C. and Yusef.
Exactly.
Vom and Vom.
Good memory.
Yeah.
So like Tyler C. came forward and said Yusef.
There's
was
always
like
someone like that.
But Claire literally like just like shut it down. She was like, bring Tyler C. here. She went to grab him. They both talked it out. And she was like, you guys need to have some shit to
so
talk about.
So Tyler C., this is another reason you were fired. You say shit and you don't explain. Tyler C. came to Yusef and was like, I know you were DMing girls, which like I never get like why that's bad. Yeah, he was DMing girls before he met Claire.
Right. And so was Tyler C., though, no? Like, didn't that come out? Like, they were both DMing
girls? No. Okay, so Tyler C. on yesterday's episode comes up to Yusef and is like, I know that you were, like, DMing girls. Then he goes to Claire and Claire is like, 1 second. No. Then Yusef goes up to Claire because he's like, fuck, I don't want him to tell Claire. I want to tell Claire. So he goes up to Claire and Claire is like, fuck this shit. Tyler C., come here. Yusef, come here. Hash it out. Bye. Like, we're nipping this thing in the bud, which is amazing because usually what happens is it drags on for episodes and episodes and episodes when there's a rivalry. And only at the end, the lead is like, let's sit down and do a 2-on-1.
Yeah.
AKA both of you go home. I hate you both. So that was amazing. That means like no time for bullshit, whatever. What happened with Tyler C is before the season started and the men came out, a lot of my followers were DMing me like, tea, like inside scoop. So one of them was that Tyler C was like DMing girls or something. So it's just funny that he was saying that Yusef was. But obviously what makes Claire the most savage is the fact that Dale comes up with his tiny ears. Like, an ear shamer.
Who pointed out those ears?
Listen, I'm afraid to be canceled, so I'm not going to be pointing out those ears if no one else is pointing out the ears. But then I got so many DMs about the ears, I was like, fine, the ears.
His ears?
But aside from that, he's pretty perfect.
No, he's perfect and he looks great.
He's like a commercial.
It was just so funny to suddenly like see his tiny little ears. I was
Because he's
dying.
Probably giant.
He's giant and then he has these like 2-year-old ears. And it's so funny.
So tiny.
I can't.
But would you rather really big like G-pot ears or tiny ears on a dude?
I literally don't care. It was just funny to see like midget ears.
So Dale comes in. She's like, oh, taken aback. And she even like whispers to herself when he leaves, like, I knew it. People are weirded out by that. And she was like, I feel like I'm going to marry that guy?
No, she said, this is what she said. I remember.
Yeah.
She was like, I knew it. I feel like I just met my husband. So and then she cries and hyperventilated.
So people are concerned about the I knew it because they're thinking that maybe they talked before the show, like knew what? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, so did a lot of people DM you saying they knew that? I mean, like she is put.
Right.
She had.
But it has been, the theory has been debunked because apparently they didn't talk.
Well,
apparently
she said,
Claire admitted to the fact that yes, when the season was supposed to go on, but then was canceled because of COVID, she did like cyber stalk everyone, which we would all do.
Of course, I would cyber stalk everybody.
Right.
Like,
so
as
she
soon as
probably
I
knew that she knew who he was because she cyber stalked him.
Right.
But the only person she talked to apparently was Blake Pesticide Control. Pest control.
But it's so... No, but you know what? It really does show a lot that Blake wrote to her, even though
he's
he
not
knew
allowed.
He could be
Listen,
kicked off the show.
I mean, first
and
of all...
serious.
First of all, what's going to happen is everyone loves Blake. I'm getting messages up the wazoo. Girls are like sending him like wet panties right now
and,
as we speak.
Right, of course. But and also you saw him get really scared when she was like, you texted me. That was against the rules. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm about to be eliminated. Like,
yeah.
I can't do this. So you saw he got really nervous,
yeah.
but he still went and did it.
Yeah. But I feel like the fact that she outed him, she's really good at creating suspense because legit she was like, you did this against the rules. And she's like, and I really, really liked it. You know what I mean? It was very like, I was like, what's happening? But anyway, he was definitely a standout. Dale was a standout. Aside from that, I feel like nobody stood out.
Such a bore.
Which there was supposed to be a 41-year-old named Jeremy. I have Claire's men in my highlights on Instagram, so you can see all the men there. Didn't see him last night. I know a lot of, when they announce the contestants, I don't know if this is new because of COVID, so only for these seasons, but not everyone that they announce is going to actually be in it. Either people that, like, I don't know, failed the COVID test or people that, I don't know, didn't abide by the rules. Something's happening this year where everyone that they announce, you know, when they put it on yeah. Facebook, not everyone makes it through.
But you need a certain amount of people in the house to...
Right. So there are probably more and then they weed some out for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah, they're probably like... So again, another thing that's weird about this season is the promos literally showed Claire, like because of everything we know, it's pretty obvious that they're showing that Claire wants to leave. Pretty obvious that they're showing that a new bachelorette is coming like in a limo, which we know is Tayshia. So yeah, it's going to play out different. But what's so interesting to me is, you know how every year they come in and they're like... I came here for you. Like I would never want to be here. It's because like I know you are here. About like whoever the lead
it's
is.
It's like as soon as I found out it was you, it like
yeah
made my whole world
yeah.
turn around.
Oh shut the fuck up! Oh shut the fuck up! You're all male fucking models.
Of course. Like, and then we're thinking, I'm like, what are they gonna say to Tayshia?
Right. What are they gonna say to Tayshia? Like, oh, came for. Like
Claire, never mind you.
Yeah, it's gonna be at least we're gonna get to like I want to see some upset people being like I came for Claire. Then I'll know it's the truth. But I mean, listen, she's savage. Yes, she's insane. Also, like you don't see a person. We're not in a fairy tale and say that's my husband.
She had a feeling. I mean, she had a feeling.
Well, maybe on The Bachelor, it makes more sense because legit, you're supposed to marry one of them at the end.
She left The Bachelor for Dale.
Right.
Like, those are the rumors.
I know, but I
so
want to watch.
Feeling.
I want to watch like pretending that I don't know
that
everything.
You don't know, but we all know. We all know that Claire left The Bachelor.
Well, I don't think they're together.
They're probably not together because she has bad judgment.
Moreover, I watched Dale's. First of all, he's everywhere, you guys. I bought this diaper bag. He's the diaper bag model.
No, he's not.
His Dangate. Oh my God. Dangate
Dover.
Yeah. Model.
No, he's not.
He's a model for so many things. He's such a good model. But
Do you think that Bachelor like sees that their models everywhere and is like, that's a good pick to be in The Bachelor? They're like, that person.
Mad
that's
people
great.
Are models.
No, I know, but like, isn't that like a red flag? Like that they're coming on The Bachelor.
Like, he's like he's associated with like the Special Olympics, which makes him sweet, you know?
Aww.
Yeah. But his Instagram bio says, hold on. It says like male model turned host.
What is he hosting?
Oh no. NFL athlete turned model and host. Special Olympics global ambassador.
Okay, but what is he hosting?
Maybe the what Special is... Olympics.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm making that up. So listen, when you're a model and host, you're probably not in The Bachelorette for Claire.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I was asking you. They like see these models. Who's the other model that we saw? The one with the tattoos. What's his name?
Kenny?
Kenny? Is that Kenny?
I don't know. I hate him. The slime bag. Oh,
no, but I'm saying
boy
like,
band manager.
Him. Yeah, boy band manager.
No, you guys, like, boy band manager. A lot of you DM me. He manages this like cover band from Chicago dive bars, like Vomitocious.
Okay. That's great. That's a great career to have. Go manage boy bands. But like they don't see them. They're like, maybe he's not a great pick for The Bachelor. Like, what do they think? He's coming for The Bachelor to find love with Claire?
More than a model turned host.
Probably not.
Even though Jordan Rogers was NFL.
Jordan Rogers did not have model turned host on his Instagram profile.
Okay, but he was NFL.
He was.
And his dream was to be a broadcasting sports person, which he is now.
He was ex-NFL. He was not on the NFL anymore.
Right, but Dale is also NFL turned model.
But Jordan Rogers didn't want to be a model.
So what did he want to find love? Do you think Colton, fucking psycho stalker, like, again... First of all, these NFL people end their careers really fucking early.
No, when they end their careers early, it's a sign. Maybe when they end their careers early and then want to come on The Bachelor, it should be like a Bachelor.
Like,
no.
Can we get a current NFL person and not a former NFL person? No, I put up this week. It's such a true meme. I'm only 35. I have my whole life ahead of me. Sports broadcaster. Here comes the oldest player in the league. He's 32. A miracle. So basically, the Bachelor folk that are dudes, like that come on The Bachelorette, are all retired NFL players. You're like, what's your job now, Clayton? What was his name? Do you remember him? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't. I have no idea.
Clayton. You don't know Clayton?
Oh my God, that
he was with Angela.
So
his name, not Clayton.
Yes, it is! Clay!
She's screaming and waking out of the bebe.
Not Clayton. Clay,
also former. I'd be like, so what do you do now that you're former? Why were you fired?
They age out. Yeah, it's a very competitive like thing to be in.
Yeah.
But Jordan Rogers, just going back to him because I love him.
Everyone loves Jordan and JoJo.
He is making it happen. And so is JoJo. And they're both hustling.
Oh, do you know that JoJo is going to take over for Chris Harrison because he like left the bubble so he couldn't come back to host. So JoJo replaces him at some point in the season as host.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
JoJo?
Which is sweet of Chris Harrison because he left to like bring his son to college.
Aww.
Oh, family man, Chrissy.
I think he's such a family man.
I know. Propose to Lauren Zima.
He will. Okay. Give him time.
He's 100.
On The Bachelor.
He should get on it.
He's not on the 100. He's like 45.
Nine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's young.
He's young, but Lauren Zima, like, get it. I mean, she's a catch.
She's a catch. Like, give Chris Harrison
some
time.
Let's see how old Chris Harrison is.
49. 51,
I
say
49.
55.
49! He's 40 fucking nine. Who said it? Me, Amanda.
You did. I said 45. Fine.
Okay.
How old is 49. Lauren Zima? How old is Lauren Zima?
I think, like, younger than me.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Stop. Don't be mean.
She's not.
She 100% is younger than
me. Okay, let's see this. Lauren Zima.
33.
Okay, great. Younger than you.
Older than me. Well, she's my age.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Chris left the bubble and JoJo takes over to host for him at some point, which is cute.
I think she's a great host. They're both hustling.
Yeah, but she can't do so many things.
She's like a Kim Kardashian. She's like, this launch, that launch. I'm building a house. I'm not building a house. I'm living in Puerto Rico.
I have a line on Etsy. I'm
everything.
Airbnb.
Everywhere.
I'm on
everywhere.
HGTV.
I'm like, whoa, who has time
Swipe
for all this shit?
Home chef, cooked
everywhere,
meals,
everywhere.
Perfect skin,
he's
chemical
broadcasting and also flipping houses. Like, where's the time for all this
shit?
She
has really good taste.
She really does.
And just everyone loves her. Anyway, so she's going to replace Chris at some point. Listen, the fact that it's filmed all on location, I'm D with. The fact that they're not traveling abroad, I'm D with. So really, I don't mind any of the COVID restrictions.
This would honestly be my best Bachelor to go on because I doubt that they're going bungee jumping and right. like skydiving.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
And that shit, like, I really feel like this would be the time for me to go in if I wanted to go in.
I feel like every time we talk about The Bachelor, we talk about your potential going on. And like, on the other hand, you want to marry your boyfriend. So it's concerning.
I just want to go on to just like experience it.
You want to be an influencer?
No, I couldn't be. I just want to experience it. Just like,
I think Dale might be the only verified one. By the way, Dale's verified, you guys. That usually doesn't happen. They usually wait to verify the winner.
Because he has...
Because he's an ex-NFL?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why?
I forgot what he was for a second. But yeah, because he's an ex-NFL. That's why. All NFL players are kind of verified. They are verified.
Anything else about The Bachelorette?
I'm just so excited to see Claire's season roll out and so not excited to see Tayshia take over, to be honest.
Oh my God. Hater.
No, I'm not hating on Tayshia. I just think that like it was so nice to like have somebody like refreshing take over The Bachelorette. Like, you know, Hannah was 23.
But I kind of believe that Tayshia, I mean, wait, you know what makes Tayshia less credible to me all of a sudden?
What?
Remember who she was with on Bachelor in Paradise?
John Paul Jones. No, but think about it. The last few Bachelor seasons.
Wait, does that not make her less credible?
A little
like, who
bit.
Would for real date JPJ?
I mean, I was kind of into JPJ.
You're not into him anymore.
No.
You were into him for jokesies.
For jokesies.
Everyone was into him for jokesies and not for realsies.
Right. But think about it. The last few Bachelor seasons, Ari, like, broke up with Becca. That didn't end well.
Yeah, but he's with Lauren.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But their, think like, about how it ended, who they backyard. Proposed to.
Okay.
Colton... like literally had to force Cassie's
has a restraining order against him.
Now they have
poor
a restraining
Colton,
order.
He hasn't been active in so long.
I feel so bad for him, to be honest.
I know, but again, remember we don't feel bad for like psycho stalkers.
I have a heart for them. I really feel bad for
him. I mean, he put a tracker on her car.
I know, but he was desperate. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
My God, he hasn't. It's so crazy when these people flip. And like do something crazy, like they're not allowed on Instagram by their like management.
Why would you want to be on Instagram? It's a toxic place when you do something.
I know,
like
but
that.
I wouldn't be able to stay away for so long.
You
but no one's managing
it wouldn't
me.
Be good for you.
No, I'm saying I would. I'm not managed.
I would ban you. I would take away your phone. I'd manage you.
his last post was August 21st.
Good. Like he
just like
be.
Sad, looking at the water, pondering life. Cassie fucked up his life.
Yeah.
You know why? She took his virginity.
And then you have Hannah Brown.
Sorry.
And that didn't end well. So like, I kind of was looking forward to Claire, somebody more mature who's going to take this seriously, who's going to want to
find... Wait, did you see that Hannah Brown started a YouTube channel and she brought on Tyler C and
yeah,
talked
I watched
about
it
their
all.
Time?
I watched it all. Yeah,
you did?
Yeah, I watched all 17 minutes of it.
Shut the fuck up, you giant loser. Why?
Because I had to hear what they had to say.
But I would have told you.
But did you watch all 17 minutes?
No, I listened to the important part, which was that his mom loved Hannah.
Yeah.
And it's so funny when he's telling it, he's like, for some reason, I don't know why, my mom loved Hannah. Yeah, it's so weird. She really liked Hannah. And I would be like, shut the fuck up because I'm amazing. But right. She didn't. And his mom passed away really, really sadly. And that's why he reached out to her and was like, and I guess they had like unfinished business or like maybe kind of beef. So she came to hang out, but nothing sexual there.
But no, but then they were weird about it. And they were like, we're figuring it out. We're hanging out. You didn't see the end?
No.
Oh, okay, so maybe you should watch all 17 minutes of it.
Oh, wait,
and
so
then
what
know.
Are they figuring out?
They were like, they said like we slept in the same bed and nothing happened for this long. And now they said, oh, we're just friends. We're having fun. We're figuring it out. Like they said something weird that left it off. Like really.
They left it like come back for the second YouTube installment.
Maybe. Yeah.
Listen, I can't really get down with Hannah B. And this is why. So even though she did put up a post on World Mental Health Day about how like she seems perky and she's not always and it's not for real. And she struggled and apparently with like depression, maybe anxiety. Don't love it. But I'm saying like feel for her. But, like, I can't get then with the, like, character. I need a little bit of sadness to a person to like look up to them.
You need them to be sad for you to like.
I can't like be watching like cheerleaders all day, you know?
But she doesn't post a lot of personal shit, which is maybe on purpose. She doesn't post a lot of personal shit. She just posts like whatever she wants to post, happy shit.
Yeah.
Which is on purpose. And you know what? I changed my mind about The Bachelor and I'm excited for Tayshia.
Okay. That was a quick change of heart.
I changed my mind.
I'm excited about it all. Listen, all you people that are like not going to watch it, just watch it. I mean,
it's TV.
It's TV. It's good. You'll want to know. It's like part of pop culture. It's a huge thing. Just, you know, spend 2 hours or an hour and a half recorded so you know what I'm talking about.
And it will be.
And
the most.
Oh, and dramatic season yet.
Yes.
But listen, The Bachelorette and Bachelor and the whole franchise literally like is just part of pop culture now. Like all of a sudden, Tyler C dating Gigi Hadid. Everything's intertwined now. It's not Ryan and Trista from 1,000 years ago that no one knew them unless you were watching The Bachelor. Everyone knows these people. And you don't want to be a loser who doesn't.
But I just feel like this season's boys are just not going to be...
Babe, we're always like, ew, so gross, so this, so that. And then we'll get into it. We'll like some of them.
Oh, well, whatever. We will.
Probably not a lot of them.
No.
But we like Blake. We're into Dale.
The whole world is into Blake now, you said.
I know.
So we're not the only ones that are into Blake.
I know. But we'll see. We'll get to know.
We like Dale. He's cute. He's perfect cute. Looking.
There was a thing that weirded me out when she went to kiss him and he was like, he kind of stopped and was like,
so many people I feel like I saw on Instagram were like, it looked like he was about to pull away.
No, so I'm saying he did kind of pull away and he was like, I'm nervous or
maybe
something.
Maybe he didn't want to kiss her.
Maybe, I don't know. Are you really nervous? Do you not pick up girls like left and right?
Right. Can't be.
I mean, maybe in front of the cameras it is weird and she's used to it. That could be a thing.
Oh my God, if I was in front of the cameras trying to kiss somebody.
Listen, I have an issue that when I watch these shows, I'm looking at the kiss so intricately. Like, I'll see, like, the tiniest piece of saliva in the back of your mouth. Like, wait, I am looking.
Which Bachelorette did we see that she was, like,
tonguing her ass?
Everywhere.
Becca and Ari.
Becca and Ari?
Becca, who birthed in a pool in her house.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They were tonguing.
Oh my God. Oh
but
my
he's
God.
The kissing bandit.
Oh my God.
He is.
Kissing bandit.
He is. That's what's his name. Yeah. Anyway, there are other really important celeb topics I want to discuss. If you follow me on Instagram, which you should, and you probably do, Demi Lovato was engaged to Andrew Cunanan, real life Andrew Cunanan. Max, I don't even know how to say his last name. I think it's Eric.
I was going to say something embarrassing.
Were you going to say it in like Hebrew?
I was going to be like, and lech.
No, it's Max Eric, but I think I heard that it was Elric. Like maybe he's also Israeli.
That's what I said, and lech.
He probably changed it. Listen, he's been editing his Wikipedia up the wazoo.
Wait, he's been editing his
I think. No, you guys, I feel really bad for him. He's spiraling. Basically, a few months ago, Demi Lovato was on an Instagram Live and accidentally walks by her new boyfriend. We're all like, oh my God, Demi Lovato's
boyfriend. What do you
boyfriend.
Mean she accidentally walked by him?
He did.
Oh, okay.
That's how we found out about Max months ago, okay? Demi Lovato was doing a live. She was like on the piano or something. All of a sudden, this man walks behind her. Everyone's like, Demi has a new boyfriend. Flash forward to him being a psycho now, we're all realizing, was he really accidentally walking behind her in the live, or did he want to be known and not be like hidden by Demi? So anyway, he proposes to her really weird after months. I mean, she was dating Wilmer Valderrama for years upon years. They don't get engaged. All of a sudden you're dating this dude that no one knows about for a few months. All of a sudden they're engaged. Whatever. We're all happy for her. She's healthy. Apparently she's sober. That's all we care about, right? Flash forward to, you know, a few weeks ago. I can't believe he only entered my life a few weeks ago, but that it was all over the tabloids that they broke up. But he tried to pull a Chrishell and say that he didn't even know about it. And he found out through like the media. Then he starts spiraling on social media galore. He was putting up the craziest shit, which I shared most of it on Instagram. I don't even know how to like repeat the shit that he wrote. Like, he was comparing his relationship with Demi to Ariana and Pete Davidson. He was saying that Scooter Braun orchestrated this whole thing for publicity. He was telling people not to Jeffrey Epstein him. He was literally, he did lives of the worst acting I've seen in my life. Like being like, I loved her, you know? And like, it was out of a bad mood. And he's a bad actor. He was on a soap opera and like no one knows him. He doesn't really have 1.6 million followers. There are all these fan accounts that were sure that he created for himself. They're all like Max Brazil, Max Israel. Who in Israel has a fan page for Max? I'd have a fan page in Israel before Max has. He's creating all these fan accounts for himself, commenting on his photos, doing edits of him and Selena because he's obsessed with Selena. Oh, so another thing I forgot to say was that there was a lot circulating about why maybe Demi broke up with him, because a lot was coming to light that he's actually like a fame stalker and he was commenting on celebrities' photos like even before Demi, like about Selena, my wife, Ariana Grande, all this shit. So he's a clout chaser, it's called. Now, I just want to say that I have sources because he went to a school in NYC with people that I know that told me that he's always been a clout chaser. He was obsessed with fame since high school. And that he has dated mostly dudes and is interested in mostly dudes. Could be that he's bi, but I'm just saying that all sounds like he was using our Demi and is now either really spinning because his dream came to an end of becoming super, super famous, or he's actually a psycho.
Well,
I'm very passionate about this.
You really are. I've kind of been concerned about you. Over the last few weeks, spinning about Max.
I can't.
But I feel like he just needs some help. Like, I really do feel like I feel bad for him. And I think he is probably clout chasing and who knows what he is. But at the end of the day, it's a person that is seeking attention.
Oh my God.
And that needs help.
Yeah. If he's faking it or if he's not, either way, he like needs help. Because if he is like, he made the fan accounts, I can't see a world in which, like, I'm getting messages from followers being like, we don't know him in Brazil. And like German followers, like, because there's like Max Germany, we love you, Germany. And they're like, I was going to do a German accent. And like the Israel group, it's like a lot of my followers, because he reposts them. And they're all writing in English. So then it's like, why wouldn't they be writing in Hebrew?
Who's writing in?
He is. He's creating. Why would, Demi Lovato doesn't have that many fan accounts as he's pretending to have. Do you get what I'm saying?
But so this is what I'm trying to say. Like, this guy who's creating his own fan accounts, who's like, you're spinning about.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, he's creating his own fan accounts.
Yeah.
He's clearly seeking attention. He needs help.
Yeah.
Poor dude. Demi has the upper hand here. Like, she's going to be fine.
Did you see him going to the beach where he proposed and sulking for the cameras?
Yes. This guy needs help. He needs help. Poor dude. Poor dude.
So it's either that he was actually obsessed with Demi and, like, whatever, or that he was so close to touching, like, real fame and it got taken away from him.
He legit doesn't give a shit about Demi. He went to the beach to be like pictured by the paparazzi. No,
you guys, I can't deal. Like, I'm sorry. If he needs help, then it's horrible of me, but he's the one putting it out there. You know, he's the one writing things like, Demetria, I loved you. It's like, she's like, no one calls me Demetria.
Wait, did she say that?
No, but I put this up today because she came out with a new song. She's getting hate on it because it's against our president, basically. So she's getting a little bit of hate. And it was funny because somebody wrote, like, you're ostracizing, like, your fans that don't feel the same way about you, the same way that you do about our president. And they wrote the end, I really hope this doesn't ruin your career, Demetria. And she wrote, I also don't know when or where people decided to start calling me Demetria, but unless you are. And then she tagged Max, who's, I think, her bodyguard. Literally no one calls me Demetria. And if you do, you're trying hard, so calm down. And he called her Demetria and hit one of his story rants. Like, I loved you, Demetria.
So, I mean, there you are. Like, can you stop spinning about this?
No, if he keeps giving me content.
But I just feel bad for him. I just want him to, like, get better.
He should thank me. Ooh, his followers are going down. It was 1.6.
What is it now?
1.5. Mm. But you know what else is crazy? They both use this, like, same filter.
What filter?
I don't know. It's, like, with borders.
Him and Demi?
Him and Demi. But also, like, what's wrong with Demi that she agreed to marry this guy and didn't see the signs?
Because she's also been.
She should have married Wilmer.
I know. Isn't Wilmer like engaged now? Yeah, Wilmer moved on.
Because maybe after so many years of her being an addict and everything, he was there for her and he like wanted, maybe he just like, I don't know.
We don't know what happened, but Wilmer and Demi were definitely a vibe. And I think that maybe after that and she was with Max and maybe like, maybe she did believe him, but that was very short. Like, what was it? How many months? A couple months? It didn't take very long.
No, and even their whole relationship was very photographed. She was going to Nobu, which, we get it. Nobu.
Don't you want to go to Nobu next time you're in California?
I kind of can't believe I didn't go to Nobu.
I would camp out at Nobu. Like, I'd literally just, like, park in the parking lot, just wait for people to walk in.
It's so lame, though.
I don't give a shit. Does that mean I get to see Kendall Jenner and Kourtney Kardashian? I'll wait there.
Can we talk about Kourtney Kardashian prancing around my city?
Your with city. Addy. You don't live with in this Addy. City.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but we don't go anywhere. We don't leave the house. Like, that. This is not your city.
Wait, prancing around my city, going to Carbone, my downstairs restaurant.
The place you've been to once.
going to Bar Petey, my diner. Your... It hurts. No, because if she's in LA, I can handle it. But I was smelling her.
You were.
I was smelling her. How sweet was Yaron, who was like, my husband was literally like, let's go find her for you. And I was like, thank you for not judging my obsession.
Like, I think it was like his way of saying, like, maybe let's leave the house for a second.
Ariel, relax. I go out once a week and I have a fucking 10-week-year-old baby.
You're right. You go out 2 blocks away.
To a restaurant?
Okay, maybe 10 blocks away.
Excuse me? I went farther than that. Mm. Where'd we go last week?
I don't remember.
Hillstone. Mm. That's more than 10 blocks away.
Sorry, 20.
Where are you prancing around?
Nowhere.
Okay, so shut the fuck up. You left the house for the first time today.
It's true.
In 8 months.
It's true.
Okay. So she's on a high.
I am.
But anyway, Kourtney and Addison in New York, I'm being honest right now. I felt it because I was like, they're here. It makes it more real.
I feel like when you're in the same time zone.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they doing right now? It's 8 p.m. Where are they?
Like, and place, like, obviously I know Malibu, like, Nobu and Malibu, and I know Craig's and where the famous people go. But like, I know I've only been to Carbone once and Bar PT once, but it's really hard to get reservations to Carbone and Bar PT. It's really nice in the summer. But it's like, I know, you know, it's like, I don't know. I just felt it. And then, I mean, listen, it's one of those things. I was spinning about Kourtney and Addison. I can't spin no more. You know?
I know.
I'm not getting the answers. She's hanging out with a 20-year-old, someone half her age. They're obviously like, she's never been this close to anyone. Even Steph Shep,
yeah.
Who she calls wifey. They've never been this close.
No.
She posted Steph Shep like on birthdays or like a wifey post once in 6 months and they were mad close. Larsa, was she posting Larsa up the wazoo? Was she sharing shoes with Larsa like she's sharing with Addy? Was she taking Steph Shep on business trips? Because Kourtney obviously came here for business because she was advertising some new spot. And Addison, because I was like, okay, maybe Addison's advertising the same thing. She wasn't. Addison didn't get the same campaign or whatever the fuck. So she literally just took Addy on a business trip, exchanging shoes, matching dresses at night. Something is going like.
Wait, what matching dresses? The white and the black dress? That wasn't matching.
Babe, they're matching all the time though.
What was the matching though?
No, I'm pretty sure that she was wearing white and she was wearing black. It seemed like the same vibe.
No, they weren't matching.
And they're both wearing those like.
Yeah, that I saw.
Platform.
Yeah. But so this is like my.
And Addison seems super sweet, by the way. I don't want to hate on that. She seems like such a nice. I saw that she responds to all her comments, by the way.
She seems like a sweetheart.
Really?
She really does.
Yeah.
She made a TikTok in July of 20.
No, was it was that? 2019. I exaggerated to make people think it was 2020.
I know. July 2019, yeah. Which was a year ago.
Yeah.
She's just turned 20. And my question is, like, my big question is, how do these two just hang out as if they're best friends? So my only question is, like, 20-year-old, 40-year-old, how?
I mean, listen, I could see myself being closer, just as dumb as I am now in 10 years.
Yeah, of course, but she's closer to age.
But I was dumber 10 years ago. You get what I'm saying?
But she's closer.
My mom is not believing. No, but do you get what I mean? At 20, I was really an idiot. Today, less of an idiot. In 10
still
years,
an
I could
idiot.
Still be kind of the idiot that I am today.
For
but
sure.
I was definitely at 20, like a fucking idiot.
But wait, what are you now?
Like,
less of an idiot?
Yeah. Mm. No, what I'm saying is when I was 20, I can't even fathom.
But she was what? An idiot.
I was, mommy.
Yeah. There's no hiding that.
Mommy, I was in college still. I wasn't like the woman I am today.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying in what I mean, mom, because I'm trying to add some humor and lightness to this conversation, is today I'm 32, right? So I'm mm-hmm. silly and I'm still like whatever.
You're
so I
32.
Could see myself at 40. I am. Mm-hmm. Hi, what's up? At 40, I could see myself being the same as I am today. But at 20, I wasn't the same as I am today. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was trying to just spice it up a little bit, but that's what I'm saying. So when you're 20, you're 20. Like you're still super young. You're still, she was TikToking. She was living in a TikTok house. Courtney is 40.
She
just
turned,
three kids.
She just turned from a teen to a 20-year-old.
Yeah, she just turned. She's not legal to drink. She's not legal to drink.
So I just like, this is where I just like, my mind blows up. It's like, there are younger Kardashians to like,
We were talking about she didn't bond
there
with Kylie or
Kendall or Kylie who are younger who had like be like more understanding of, but with Kourtney who's actually the oldest Kardashian,
the oldest Kardashian,
and as much as Kourtney is a vibe, she's a mother of three. Let's not forget that. And she's
such a vibe. She who's always like my kids. Meanwhile, you're prancing around with Addie.
And Addie seems like such a sweetheart.
She really does.
But how are you best friends with Addie? Is this a lasting? Is this a lasting relationship?
Guys, what's so absurd? Isn't that they're friends, right? If they were friends, and she was like, "Oh, I met Addison, the girl from TikTok. She's lovely. I invited her to dinner with my family and Mason, and we all love her." We wouldn't judge that.
No,
we're judging the twinning. But we're judging.
They don't leave
the
each other
right. We're
for like 2 months
right,
already.
Right.
They're literally
right.
sleeping
we're
over.
We're judging the intensity. We're not judging the fact that
or
she's
if she
19.
Was like, and Addison's like a daughter to me. Like
right.
something more. But like to be like
she
Addison.
Would never. She'd rather die than fucking say that.
But like she's hanging out with Harry and Addison, who are both 20-year-olds. And more
but
so
we
with
know.
That.
Yeah, no. We know that. Kourtney loves young people. She's always hanging out with Kendall's friends. Kendall,
she
there was
crossed
even
a line when she started literally being best friends
yeah.
with a teenager.
Yeah.
When is the line? When
but
is it?
Is
too
it
much?
A little? Is there a double standard where we wouldn't judge it if it was a man dating a woman?
I would still judge it.
Right.
I would judge it.
Because you
was
guys,
a 40-year-old dating a 19. When Scott was dating Sophia,
we judged.
I not that I judge, but I was just like. It took a long time to get used to the idea, but now it's not even on a dating
but
level.
But Sophia is actually 19, but Scott was like 36. And again, we're saying the difference here is, oh, and we were kind of shipping Kourtney and Yoon's, remember?
We were shipping
We were D with
Yoon's.
It.
Yeah.
I was D. So don't come at us for double standards because Yoon's was also like a baby.
Yeah.
The weird thing about Addison is how she came out of fucking nowhere and went to like living with Kourtney and then being inseparable. And of course, we're going to fucking question that. There are so many things that I'm fucking passionate about.
I could keep talking about Kourtney and Addison for days on end. This before, is like this is more interesting to me than like you're spinning about Max.
Oh, you're not into the Max.
Really
stuff.
Not into it.
Oh, I apologize. I do want to take a minute here to say something really important, which is that clips are back.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah. And also that I like have been wearing clips for longer than like.
Oh, you want to take on the clip trend?
Yeah.
You want to take.
You're going to see fucking clips everywhere now.
Because of you.
No.
Oh.
I was onto it before it got cool. I was putting it on my fucking head a year ago.
So you just want to make it known that you were onto it before it got cool. So everybody knows.
So now HB has it. Oh. Next, you're going to see it at Sephora. You're going to see it fucking everywhere. You're going to see it on every model. You're going to see it on Zara models.
But just remember.
Remember.
Everybody remember that Amanda.
Remember.
Was into clips before.
Remember. I think I have the clip on my podcast cover.
I don't need proof that you're into clips. Like, you know. I know.
Here's a clip right here.
I know. I know. I can't believe you put that on your list of like podcast mentions.
There's another thing I want to say that annoys me on Instagram. Have you been seeing the comments that people write? Like, let's say I put up a picture of me in a clip. So then you would comment, it's the clip for me.
Have you been? No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so I hate it.
What do you hate?
It's the for me. It's a new trend that people are saying. Like, let's say you put up a picture of you and your boyfriend kissing and there's a sunset. I would write like, it's the sunset for me.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, because obviously you're not on social.
Like, I'd be concerned if I noticed that on social.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Dominic West and Lily James?
I have no idea who they are. Like, when you see, when you put a story up about that, I was like, wait, so who is this person and is he cheating on his wife?
Dominic West is from the show The Wire, I think, but also the show The Affair, which is really funny and just crazy because basically he was seen in Rome with his co-star Lily James, also an actress. I don't think I've seen her in anything, but and they were like literally scooting together, canoodling, kissing, PDAing, all this shit. It's all over the media. Then he comes home, puts a note outside his house to the paparazzi, which is like, my wife and I are fine, everything's good. And then he also like posed for pictures kissing his wife. So either they have like an open marriage or some weird shit.
They have an open marriage because if you're that open about like cheating on your wife, then you must have
an open marriage.
Or
he's pretending it's not happening.
But it's there. You can't pretend that that's not happening because it's like there right in front of your face.
Okay. So I have two questions before we go.
Okay.
It's about three different couples in the media right now. And I'm going to ask you if you ship or don't ship.
Mm.
And for anyone who doesn't know what ship means, Google it. Jacob Elordi and Kaia Gerber.
Ship.
Ship? Why did you ship? No one ships. No. Even they don't ship themselves.
No, I'm into Jacob Elordi.
Okay,
and
by the way,
dates.
There are rumors that Cindy Crawford and that they hire, that they're like, I don't believe it though. I don't believe this kind of shit. I'm too like, I don't believe it. Anyway, there are rumors that it's like a fake relationship because Kaia was seen with like Cara Delevingne and people thought she was a lesbian. So there are rumors that her parents wanted this relationship with Jacob to be super public so that she doesn't seem like she's gay. Ashley Benson and G-Eazy. Don't chip?
I just like made out with the microphone. That's how much I don't chip.
I know. I really don't chip. G-Eazy is like a dick. Pretty sure he did horrible things to Halsey. And like, I feel like Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne were so cute.
I'm still not over that relationship to like ship this one because I feel like they broke up. And
yeah,
then
the next day. But that's Hollywood. It's disgusting.
So I can't chip it.
Okay. Rebel Wilson and Jacob Bush.
Definitely don't chip.
Okay, you guys. Weird ass relationship because he is a freak and pretty sure he's Max too because he dated Adrian Malouf, who's 59 years old. And like, don't come at me with like weird shit because it's weird. She's no Demi Moore, okay? She's Adrian Malouf.
No, but also like, can't you know, isn't there a pattern here? Like
of probably clout chasing again.
Yeah, clout chasing. Yeah. Exactly. And these people don't notice it. Like, I'm smarter than that.
Yeah. I'd be like, what's happening you here? Dated Adrian Malouf.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you for playing.
Oh, that's all. Those were
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to have like a few more for me. I was into this game.
That's it. Your time's up. Mm. It is a fun game.
It is.
Okay.
Next time.
Anyway, you guys, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you next time. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.